Oracle CEO Mark Hurd spoke to a packed crowd of mostly business school students last night. His talk focused on how innovations have allowed companies to hoover more and more data, but it's all mostly useless. Hurd used examples of oil companies, who are now collecting data from tens of thousands of sensors on deepwater oil rigs.
Almost all that data is worthless, because it comes to a network operations center to say, drill bit fine. But now it's economic enough that if you were to find that drill bit at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico before it broke and save $20 billion and save the Gulf, is it worth collecting and analyzing the data?
And in the wake of the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf, Hurd says it's worth it for oil companies to collect oceans of data. But the challenge has become developing systems that can digest all the data and produce useful results. Hurd points out that the really good data collection can hurt business too, especially since consumers have powerful data collecting tools in their pockets, smartphones.
This is a problem, because now lunatics have a chance to run my life. And I don't laugh about this, because it's a big deal. You want 20,000 people tweeting? You want 20,000 people on Facebook? You want 20,000 YouTube videos? I think not.
Privacy came up a few times in the conversation. I asked if data privacy campaigns will limit the kind of data big data ultimately collects. He doesn't think so.
We as companies are going to get everything we can. I mean, companies are designed to try to improve revenue, try to improve profits, and anything they can get as a competitive advantage within the certain sets of rules, they're going to go get. So you should expect that. You should expect me to say, how'd you get that data? They're looking for it every minute.
The Global Business Forum continues tomorrow at Baylor's Handcammer School of Business. It's free. Find a full schedule at baylor.edu/globalbusiness. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.